Graveyard and cemetery?
Well, no, they just where they buried the dead.
So the size and those things something?
That's right.
They don't make any difference?
No, it's just a...
What if that it was just a real small one out on a farm or something?
Well, there's a lot of people buried in their own backyard, anywhere from 4 to 5 graves.
And so that'd be called a what?
Graveyard in their own backyard.
What about around a church?
No, it's a big graveyard. Now they just people buried in that graveyard, just like a...
What do you call the box that you put people in to bury in?
Well, now you call the box a casket. A casket.
Have you ever heard any older names for that?
They used to make them.
What do you call them then?
Boxes.
You call them a box?
A box. They'd make boxes out of pure lumber and pad it with cotton and put cloth away.
And so, have you ever heard it called anything else?
No. Nothing but casket.
And box?
And a coffin. And they'd call it coffin afterwards. And it was...
When do you start calling it a coffin?
Back, I reckon, after I was about grown. I think way back young.
Is the first time you heard?
I heard people talking about it then, and then it got on up to caskets, and that's the last that I hear.
So you're in box, and then coffin, and then casket.
Uh-huh.
And what's the ceremony called? You say he was a real important man, and everybody turned out for his
funeral. We called them funerals then, back then, when the preacher preached the funeral.
Well, the people that are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
And now, if anything else that you might talk about, people who get all worked up, maybe the ladies might lose control of themselves. You say they were what?
I'd say they was just get their nerves all stirred up is what I'd say, and they'd get their nerves stirred up. Because your body's made out of nerves, and when you get that damn nerve stirred up, you don't even know what you're saying or thinking.
Well, if somebody asked you, you know, on just an average day, how are you feeling? What would you say to them?
Well, I tell them I'm feeling very well.
And if somebody just said to you, how are you? What would you say?
I said, I'm doing all right.
And now, if somebody's troubled, you might say, it'll all come out all right, so just don't...
Well, I tell them to go to the Lord and let Him help them in their troubles.
Yes, ma'am, that'd be the best thing to do. And
I can't help them, because God's the only one that can help them.
You know there's a disease that children used to have, and they choke on it at night.
Well, that'd be...
They get a severe sore throat and have blisters in it.
I just can't think of it. Dip thieving.
And then there's a disease, there's something that, you know, that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. You say you're getting...
You're getting jaundice or something like that.
What's that word?
The jaundice. Yeah, I can't say it now. I used to. Yellow jaundice or something like that, and that's the way that runs.
What would it be jaundice?
Yeah, something like
jaundice.
Jaundice or jaundice, something like into that. It breaks you out and it gets all in your eyes and your skin turns just as yellow and green as it can be. Yellow jaundice does.
And what do you call it when you have your appendix taken out? You say it's because you had an attack of...
appendicitis. And that's always in the spleen, on the right side, between the... They have to go down in there and take them out.
Well, you know, when you eat and drink things that don't agree with you, and they come up, you say you do what?
Have indigestion.
But if they come up?
Yeah.
You say you do what?
Your vomit come up.
And is there some other way to say that?
Not as I know of, then.
Well, what if you know, is it, have you ever heard, like, some other